Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is someone who has survived an abortion. She'll explain those details. And by the way, she's written a new book. It's called Survivor. Her name is Claire Culwell, and her website is ClaireCulwell.com. You can get more information on her book that way. Claire, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jerry.
Sure. And first of all, let's put this into context. It's my understanding there's about 300 or so people in America, at least, that we know of that have actually survived an abortion. Go ahead and tell us your story and just wax eloquent. Just take time.
Yeah, thank you. 11 years ago, I met my birth mother. I knew that I was adopted. My sister is also adopted, and so we knew that one day we would meet our birth mothers, and we didn't know what that would look like, what we would find out, but whatever it was, we knew that that was okay. Our story was okay because God had written it perfectly for us, but I never imagined that I would meet my birth mother and find out that I survived something that was literally meant to take my life. When I met my birth mother, I sat her down and thanked her for giving me my life. I was so incredibly thankful. I knew without her, I wouldn't have my family and so many other things. And I was so grateful. And through tears in her eyes, she shared with me that my birth story wasn't what I thought it was. She said that when she was 13 years old, she went to an abortion clinic. She had an abortion procedure. And when she went back to the doctor, they told her that, oops, she had been pregnant with twins and that they had successfully aborted my twin, but that I had survived the abortion that was meant to take my life. And as you can imagine, Jerry, I'm sitting here face to face with my birth mother thinking, I wasn't supposed to be the person who's been affected by abortion. I thought the person who's been affected by abortion is not someone like me, not someone in my church and my family with my upbringing, and yet here I was learning that not only had I been affected by abortion, but I had survived one. And it humanized that unborn child for me and my birth mother, and I realized in that moment that the story she shared with me, that her deepest, darkest, most painful secret was the abortion that successfully dismembered my twin, that was the story that hundreds of thousands of other women are telling across the country. And so I knew that I had to share it with people across the world.
Wow. Wait, you said how many people are this is a story impacting how many people?
Well, a woman who regrets her abortion is a story that hundreds of thousands of women share.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's what you meant by that. Okay. And specifically in her case, it's my understanding that her mom, so in other words, your birth grandmother, your biological grandmother, was kind of the driving force behind the whole thing. Just tell us details about the actual relationship itself and the breakdown and so forth between your mom and her boyfriend and so forth.
She was. My birth grandmother was the person who was making these decisions for my birth mother. My birth mother was only 13 years old. And so if you can take yourself back to when you were 13, I mean, who do you trust? It's your parents, right? You trust that they know what is best for you. And so my birth mother was just kind of going along with what her mother said. But one thing that really shocked me is that my birth mother told me that in the abortion room that day when she had her abortion that successfully aborted my twin, nobody even spoke to her that day. Nobody asked her what her choice.
Okay, there seems to have been a breakdown in the... Wait, there was a breakdown in the phone. So maybe you went into a different cell or something, but you need to repeat that, please.
I apologize.
That's okay. Go ahead.
The interesting thing is that my birth mother, after being told that this was the best choice for her by her mother at 13 years old, that's how old my birth mother was, my birth mother shared with me that nobody even spoke to her in the room that day as she had the abortion that successfully aborted my twin. Nobody asked her what her choice would have been. Nobody asked her what they could do to support her, to help her, to empower her, to make the right choice for her. Abortion was just assumed to be the best choice for her. And when I sat face to face with my birth mother, she told me that abortion was not the best choice for her because abortion had halted her life. It had hurt her. It had harmed our family. It had taken my twin from me. I have physical complications that I was born with that we don't know. Maybe it was related to that abortion procedure. And so what my birth mother was told would be the best choice for her actually ended up being a choice that dehumanized not only me, but my birth mother as a woman deserving of support and love and empowerment.
Can you tell us how does it work when an abortionist is attempting to, perform the abortion and there are twins involved? Generally, how does it work?
Well, what doctors believe is that I was in a separate sac from my twin, which is the reason that I likely survived this abortion procedure was the instruments that were meant to dismember my body, to crush my head, and to pull me out during this C&E abortion procedure. They successfully did that to my twin, but all they did to the sac that I was in was they ripped that amniotic sac. And so I was actually born at 30 weeks, 10 weeks premature. I weighed 3 pounds and had a dislocated hip and club feet. But there are multiple types of abortion procedures that are intended to either have a chemical reaction for the baby, to burn the baby to death, to dismember the baby to death, to crush the baby and suction it out. All of them are horrific procedures that the baby can feel and that is intended. The sole purpose of the abortion is to end the life of that preborn child.
Now, I understand that you have told your story sometimes in the venue of social media, and there have been people around that have said very cruel things, you know, almost aligned, either you're lying or whatever, because they're so pro-abortion, they don't want to hear a story like yours.
Absolutely. You know, when I learned that I was an abortion survivor, it was the day that I had to realize that it would be a lifelong process of navigating my place in this world because society doesn't want to acknowledge my existence. Why? I believe it's because the abortion survivor exposes the humanity and the value of the unborn child. And even more than that, I think that with abortion, if we can dehumanize and devalue our own unborn children, unborn human children, we can dehumanize and devalue any human person at any stage of life. And so they can't acknowledge the abortion survivor. Another reason that I think that so many people do have such a problem and want to scream and shout and tell me that I'm not real is because we live in a society that is hurting because of what abortion has done to so many of us. And so they need to justify what they have experienced. And so they scream a little louder. But I think that it points us to these are all people that are hurting, that are in desperate need of the redemption that Christ offers, and that it's time for us to change the narrative surrounding abortion. We should be telling women that they are empowered, that they can do it, that they are strong enough, and that they are supported along the way by all of us, instead of telling them that they have to go take the life of their child in order to live their life.
And as far as abortion survivors, you would seem to be a rare breed, so to speak, but I understand there's at least about 300 of you, and your friend and colleague Melissa Oden has, you know, is organizing, you know, people like you to speak out. There's about 300. Just give us an overview on that and tell us about the Super Bowl ad that was denied you guys.
There are over 300 abortion survivors that have in some way connected either through Melissa Oden's ministry, the Abortion Survivors Network, or reached out to me personally, her personally, and other abortion survivors that we know personally. In fact, I've had an abortion survivor reach out to me just about on a weekly basis over the past few months. especially since this Super Bowl ad was supposed to be aired for the Super Bowl, but it was denied because, as we mentioned earlier, the face of an abortion survivor exposes that humanity of the unborn child. And so they just couldn't do it. They just couldn't put it on their programs. But let me
stop and just say this. Okay, put this in perspective. In 2020, so at the Super Bowl 2020, about a year ago, a year and a couple months ago, there was this powerful ad put together by you and by Melissa Odin and all these abortion survivors, just highlighting the fact that you exist as a group. This is a group of people speaking out against abortion. And the Super Bowl, for whatever reason, they decided, oh, this ad is too hot to touch, so they denied it. But the story got out there thanks to the internet, and people were able to see the ad thanks to the internet. In fact, I'll tell you what, let's put a link to the ad itself in this little post of our audio segment here for Vocal Point. I appreciate that, Claire, but go ahead and tell us more details.
Yeah, this ad featured 14 abortion survivors. You can see their faces, know their names, and know their stories if you go to the website that is linked to this ad. And I would encourage you to do so because you'll realize that abortion survivors, they're people just like you and I. They live in families like ours. They go to churches like ours. They're part of ministries and organizations and businesses like ours. And their stories need to be heard because abortion, there is a face to that unborn child, and you can see it in the abortion survivor.
Okay, tell us details about the book beyond whatever you've said so far.
Well, thank you so much. My book, Survivor, comes out April 27th. I am so excited for people to just get a feel for what my life has been like as an abortion survivor, my younger years as an adopted child up until the moment that I found out that I had survived the abortion that successfully aborted my twin, and even to more recently as I have shared my story across the country. I hope that people will grasp the humanity of that unborn child through this story, but more than that, I hope that people will see and hear that there is redemption in Christ, that he wants to meet us in those moments where we feel vulnerable, where we feel like our story maybe doesn't look like what we thought it would. And he wants to enter into that and go before us and make something beautiful out of something that is messy or harmful or scary. And so you can pick it up at bookstores across the country or go to my website, clairecolwell.com, for more details.
Okay, and to clarify something here, when I first met you and interviewed you for D. James Kennedy Ministries TV, the number was about 300 abortion survivors. I also got to interview your friend and colleague, Melissa Odin. Same story, I mean, different circumstances, but also an abortion survivor. If I'm to understand you, that you hear about once a week from a new, different abortion survivor, then we may be talking about more than 300 abortion survivors in America. We have about a minute left. Feel free to wax eloquent on that.
We are definitely talking more than 300 abortion survivors, but Jerry, the 300 are just those that actually know their story. But there are so many more, I believe, out there that are like me that, you know, for the first 21 years of my life, I knew I had physical complications. I didn't know why. And then 21 years later, I met my birth mother, found out I survived. And I believe that there are people out there like me who just don't know. And so we need better reporting on the state level. We need better laws for this that will show us exactly how many survivors there are. But right now, we just don't know.
Okay, 20 seconds to wrap up. What do you think of abortion?
What do I think of abortion? Abortion, oh my goodness, it is something that tells a woman that she can't when she can. It is something that dehumanizes our most vulnerable human beings, and it is something that deeply hurt me and my family. Mm-hmm. I believe that abortion is wrong on every level.
Claire Colwell, again, the name of the book, Survivor, ClaireColwell.com for more information. Claire, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your story. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you, too.